All right, everyone. Dr. Leslie Becker Phelps is helping us get a handle on relationships and love. And one of the things that you mentioned, Dr. Becker Phelps, is that it is important for both partners in the relationship to be emotionally available to the other. What does it mean to be emotionally available? And is it truly necessary that both partners be emotionally available to the other?
Being emotionally available, what I mean by that is that you can really be open to what the other person is experiencing, and emotionally there for them, and if they're struggling, be supportive. If they're celebrating something, you can feel that positivity and be there for them in that way, like celebrate with them. Examples of not being emotionally there for someone would be, you know, you come home, you're all excited about your promotion at work, and your partner says, yeah, honey, let me just finish watching this, whatever. I would say you're not emotionally available for them.
Yes. Is that something that's just natural for a lot of people, or is being emotionally available something that most people really have to work at?
You know, it's different for different people. Some people need to work at it more than others. It's something that's nurtured, again, from a young age. So the more that you experienced when you were a kid and part of your growing up, the more likely you will be able to have access to that skill and that way of being as an adult. Some people need to learn. It's not a consistent thing. Sometimes you're able to do it better certain times than others, depending upon where you are, what's going on in your life. And, you know, it's funny to say you need it. I think, you know, the more you have of that, probably the happier you will both be. There are relationships, certainly, where one or even both partners aren't exactly that emotionally available for each other. The more that's the case, you know, the less connected they are.
And the less connected they are, the less fulfilling the relationship.
Absolutely. And they may not even realize, they may not say they're unhappy, but on some level they're not, you know, as fulfilled at the very least.
Yeah, wow. And then they can find themselves, I imagine, if they're not emotionally available to each other, as a result, they're less connected to each other. Could another consequence of being less connected together be that they find themselves growing apart, even when the stereotypical situation is not the case? Someone's getting a lot more education than the other, or someone is really climbing a corporate ladder and the other person's staying basically where they were. They can grow apart and it have nothing to do with issues like that from the sound of it.
Right. You know, and it's hard. Sometimes people don't even realize it. I have, on a number of occasions, had, and it's always been the women, but had women come in and say, you know, they're unhappy, and they don't understand why. They have a husband who cares about them, and the husband works, and, you know, they have a good life and children, and everything seems to be okay, but they're so unhappy. And when we talk, what becomes really clear is they feel alone. They're just,
interesting.
Isn't that, you know, that emotional connection has not been nurtured for so long, it got lost in the day-to-day activities or in, you know, individual pursuits or whatever, but it just hasn't been nurtured. And so then, but, you know, by outside standards, it may look like they've got a good life. And so they're looking at themselves from the outside, and some of what we have to do to help them with is look at themselves from the inside and realize there are experiences they're having, feelings they're having that haven't been attended to.
And those were the things that have been most important. And do they, as a result, because they're not really receiving the nurturing that they need from their partner, do they sometimes find that, in turn, they don't nurture their children as well as they'd like to, and then the children grow up not really knowing how to, as you shared with us before, be emotionally available, truly connected to the person that they try to develop a relationship with?
I mean, that can happen. A lot of times they have been, more, especially in more traditional families, say, the mother has been very much connected to her kids, but it's, you know, the husband and the wife that aren't, or the husband is more disconnected. there is how the child feels in the relationship, but there's also what they see from the parents. So they're getting, they're also taking in the role modeling. So if the parents aren't talking much or aren't working through things, or the way they work through things is yelling at each other, and I mean, not that people can't argue, but like name calling or something that's just not respectful, children take that in too. So even if the children are paid attention to, they are taking in, you know, how mom and dad are interacting. You know, what a family looks like.
Yes. So, Dr. Becker Phelps, what would you recommend we do as sort of a summary when it comes to building successful, beautiful relationships that are fulfilling to us? How would you sum up steps that both partners can take?
Learn to increase your own self-awareness. Learn what's going on inside of you. Learn to attend to what's going on for your partner. And learn to bridge the gap between you.
Wow, that's awesome. And where can people get your book? It's entitled Insecure in Love.
Yeah, they can get that your local bookstore, online. Amazon has it. If you Google Insecure in Love or go to your bookstore, you should be able to get that.
Excellent. And again, ladies and gentlemen, you can read some of her posts on WebMD, also on Psychology Today. And Dr. Becker Phelps, appreciate you so much for helping us get a much better grasp of what love is about, how we can get it to really work in our lives and not just think it's going to happen on its own, but letting us know these are some steps we can take to move in that direction.
Thanks. Listen, let me say that if the listeners are interested in the kinds of things I'm talking about, if they go to my website, they can then click into those blogs that I write.
Excellent. What's your website?
My website is www.drbeckerphelps.com. It's D-R, no period, B-E-C-K-E-R hyphen P-H-E-L-P-S.
One more time. Yes, ma'am.
www.drbeckerphelps.com. D-R as in doctor, D-R, B as in boy, E-C-K-E-R hyphen P as in papa, H E-L-P as in Papa, S as in Sam, .com.
Dr. Becker Phelps, appreciate you so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you allowing me to join you today.
All right, ma'am. Stay with me, everyone. I'll be right back.